Yeah, so it's a sense of responsibility, I think, that everybody's taking it on. And together we'll get through this, I think.
Now, we are chatting to Matt Colff in Trieste, Northern Italy. We know what's happened in Italy. If one looks at some of the other parts of Italy and how many doctors have passed away, the last time I checked, there were 50. That number, I would imagine, would have increased, sadly so. But if one looks at how this all unfolded, Tim, initially I'm told there was, you know, sort of, okay, we'll get there type of approach, and then it all snowballed.
Yes, and it definitely did. I mean, I remember we came back from our a break that we had at the end of February, around the 20th to 22nd of February, and we'd just come back from a holiday. And after that, we were told that schools were going to be closed from the Monday. And then, so schools were closed first, and it was quite progressive. And I think the approach, it could have been done quicker, but in hindsight, of course, you can say that it could have been done quicker and, you know, we should have gone into lockdown a lot sooner and we should have taken things a lot more seriously, a lot more quickly. And I would say that to anybody who, you know, is at the beginning stages of this before the kind of when the curve is increasing, I would still say that it is so important to take this seriously, because it's about the overloading of the public health services and them not being able to deal with the number of infections that are coming in. And I think that for us has been definitely something that I've certainly seen, is that it's a thing that I would say, if anybody is going to be dealing with this and is at the beginning of stages of it, is that they take it very seriously. And where the public can help is by making sure that they are staying inside as much as absolutely possible. Really think about whether or not it's vital that you go out. I love to run, but one of the things in terms of the solidarity is just to stay inside, and unless your journey is absolutely important, like you need to go and get food or you need to go and get medicine, to stay inside just so that you can keep that curve as low as possible. And I think, keeping it, understanding that it's serious, and that, you know, everybody has a duty.
Do so, then what are we left with?
The problem there is that it's not about whether or not you would spread the disease being a solo site.
To get those ventilators in, plus you need the people to operate them. So
yeah,
we don't want to reach that part of the curve where we're going, oh, my word.
No, and what will happen is if you think about how long one has to be on a ventilator for in order to have a chance of survival, it means that that 5,700 are going to be used very quickly. And after that, it will be a matter of people not being able to breathe because they won't have access to the right equipment and the nurses and the drugs that are necessary also for those ventilators to work. And so anything one can do now to prevent that increase in infection rate will save lives effectively. Mm. I mean, you're talking about, and it's silly to think about, but really, well, it seems silly, is by not having that coffee with that friend, what you're actually doing is you're potentially saving a life, which is a very strange way to think about it. But
exactly. And just a very quick one, because we need to move on to our next feature with Jonathan Cherry. Alcohol. Is it for sale? I mean, as part of your regulations, are people allowed to buy? And cigarettes as well.
We are. So what is open at the moment? So the supermarkets are open. You can buy anything that's in the supermarkets. You also, the tabaccai are open as well, the kind of kiosks where you can buy tickets and you can buy lottery tickets and things. The lottery tickets are not for sale. But yes, you can buy tobacco as well. I don't think it's very beneficial. I don't think anybody who's in their right mind would be saying that it's a good idea to be smoking at this time, because your lungs are obviously going to be affected.
Exactly.
Yes, but it is for sale, definitely. And alcohol is also for sale. Yes, I know in South Africa at the moment, no sales of alcohol or cigarettes are allowed.
People are climbing the walls, apparently. Anyway, Tim, thank you very much for sharing a bit of your experience
with us. You're more than welcome.
Really appreciate it. Tim Matt Colff there, South African, living in Italy, last couple of years teaching in a little town called Trieste, where things aren't as bad as the rest of the country, but they definitely